Blackstone presents Between Two Worlds by Upton Sinclair. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. To my friends in England who are living under the bombs, and especially to my English publisher, Mr. Werner Laurie, who for more than a quarter of a century has unfalteringly published everything that I have sent him. Wandering between two worlds, one dead, the other powerless to be born. Matthew Arnold. Book 1. We Are the Music Makers. 1. Peace be within thy walls. 1. When one has been away from home for more than 2 years, and has seen Paris and London and New York, one's house may be found to have grown strangely smaller, its glamour turned to dinginess. Lanny Bud walked around the outside, noting how the sky-blue paint on the shutters had faded and what the malicious sea air had done to the hinges. Inside, the upholstery was soiled, the curtains drooped drearily, the piano was out of tune. In short, the place would have to be done over. Only Van Gogh's Sunrise and Monet's Lily Pond had their glories undiminished, ours instead of Ius Perennis. Lanny, still in his 20th year, had full authority and a bank account replenished, so as he strolled, he meditated upon the various styles he had observed in his travels. Would he care to dwell in the presence of French splendor, such as he had grown used to in the Hotel Crillon and the Foreign Office on the Quai d'Orsay? Huge gilded chandeliers, heavy tapestries, stucco cupids on the ceiling, silk upholstery on spindly chairs? Or would he prefer the austere fashion of his father's home in Connecticut, the woodwork painted white and the old furniture cut in straight lines without ornament? Would Van Gogh and Monet look well against a paneling of dark wood in the dignified English fashion? Or should he be jolly and modern and turn the drawing room into a child's nursery with primary colors, a frieze of wild animals chasing one another, and draperies of eccentric designs put on by batik? His thoughts moved from one to another of the villas along this Côte d'Azur. He had been in scores of them, but mostly when he was younger, and his mind wasn't on interior decoration. Midsummer of the year 1919, and Lanny had just witnessed the closing of the peace conference of Paris.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?